It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We've got to stop them. They're going to kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they a government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Heard. You're the Grey Rider. You would not make peace with the Bluecoats. You may go in peace.
I reckon not.
Got nowhere to go.
And you will die.
I came here to die with you.
Governments don't live together. People live together. Governments, you don't always get a fair word or a fair fight. Well, I've come here to give you either one or get either one from you.
I came here like this so you'll know my word of death is true. And that my word of life is then true. And I'm saying that men can live together without butchering one another.
It's said that governments are achieved by the double tongues.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Boy, boy, boy. I got a show for y'all tonight. You're listening to the Two Feathers in your timeline once again on the number one listener supported station on the planet. And I need every bit of tonight. Thank goodness I'm running a little behind that I can just do a little house cleaning real quick. Can't give the full rundown because I got a lot on my heart and it needs to be said. But we're doing a fundraiser for business owners right here on Revolution Radio. $25 a month. You find yourself on our website. Come check us out. You like to become a donor of this station? Gather around the family, gather around the friends, the pets, and look in the sofa. You know, see if you could gather a few change up. Come donate to this Revolution Radio station, and keep old Two Feathers going. And we can be found on the wonderful website at www.revolution.radio. FreedomSlips.net, FreedomSlips.org. Come have a look around. See what you like. And see that you can become a paid, get on that Patreon and become a monthly donor, give one-time donation. It's all good. We love that you're here. And we're glad that you're in the house. But I need to open up with the fact of we all can see that, and I'm not taking total, appreciation for information being brought across, but because I'm noticing more of my friends here at the station are bringing some real good content, and it's very well appreciated. what needs to be brought to the forefront of the happenings in our timeline. And this is what brings me to more of, I could say, speak for myself, that you all can see now of even what I said to be amplified now, more now than ever, of this UN peace treaty agreement that they're not bringing us, right? And it's headed up by the great old US of A. All of this occurrences that's happening, we can see that more now than ever, O2 Feathers' statements have been true, huh? Now we see the amplification of what's happening in the Gaza, and hell, even what we speak on the round table of the High Council, you know, with no good old hijacker. Shout out to Hijack and the family. You know that the amplification of what he brings, and the unrest that's in Ukraine, and they're wanting to crank it up, you know. And so what I'm saying, what was being brought that is so much so true on a high scale level of everybody can see it, you see. And then there was something else that the information that I keep bringing of all this different type of information. And what I wanted to share tonight was what they're doing is, you see, it's just so you can see that you can't see. And I'm going to explain that. If you come on because I go back to the scriptures, right? And I look at what the scriptures say that good old devil, he come in deceiving many, right? So you think in the wake of witchcraft, right? And predictive programming. You see how they use witchery to make you like, I was just watching that great video, and shout out to John Wayne. I just so happened to look in our chat, and John Wayne brought a video that was like just a couple minutes long. And it had this young fella doing some narrating of Biden speaking. And he was right. And it goes back to what I was saying about Gerald Celente, of what he was saying. Of they're not speaking any peace. And then there was Two Feathers that brought it, and nobody gives Two Feathers any credit, but that's all right. You know, of me speaking like and trying to amplify peace of a better world that I want us all to become, to come into. But, you know, they're not speaking, and good old Gerald Celente was saying that no one's speaking peace. And just like this guy that was speaking on this, narrating this video of, you know, they're cranking up the, you know, they have 15, 16, whatever they doing, the amplifications of bringing these ships and, yeah, they just cranking it up full fledged. And don't be having, wanting to have any kind of, what Biden was trying to nail home, bring home the bacon with? We're the United States of America. You know, that's what I'm saying. The witchcraft and the predictive programming that he's using on people that people can't see. You see? And so that's these people that do the right and for Biden, and to make it sound like that we all supposed to stand together in the wake of and believe what they're doing, so that they can do this witchcraft and predict the programming on us to make us believe that we're all one. Yeah, remember 9/11? You know, when they took down the towers, we were thinking that all this was going on And then everybody put out the American flags, and we were all, man, we were more united than we've ever seen in almost like an entire history of our country. And then we think about the guys on the beaches of Normandy, you know, those guys there that were blasted away and all of that stuff. And, you know, but 9/11, you go back to 9/11, right? And everybody put out their American flags, and we all started beginning to feel like, and now look what they've done to us with all of the influx of immigration and all of this stuff and the disruption that they got our country into, like we're one big damn scientific study, you know, and these people have disrupted our country to the fullest. And it's just like they got us so freaking programmed in the wake of, you see, and people think that I'm just talking out my butthole when I talk about these ball games and all of this, running to the stadiums and all this stuff. You see, expensive. And people do it week after week after week, and they think there's nothing's going on. But yet they're sitting there freaking just running those tanks. And now they're talking about, and then what I was seeing the other night of, you know, Palestinians might have, a few RPGs or whatever. And then these suckers have got, you know, jet planes and rockets and, you know, guided missiles. And these guys got beer cans and freaking heavy rocks and trying to throw them over the fence with a few RPGs, you know. And it's just like they got people so witchcraft that they can't even see straight. So, but what I wanted to say was, you know, you need to gather the family around, gather friends around if you want some real information. And, you know, that not only have they not given us the peace that they're not bringing us, I found, you know, some wonderful information of, you know, that, and I'm not even going to tell you who they are. But I'm just going to run it down that to the best of my ability, that this is going to go on for a very long time, because the peace that I speak that they do not bring, hell, we can't even speak peace. And we got to know that whom these players are. You see, they got these good old players. And y'all heard me last week. And what I brought forth of these people that that have dual citizenship. That's what I wanted to say. Of that, not only did they not want to bring the peace that they under the United Nations Treaty, right, that they all signed to, that America's supposed to be part of, but then we find that we got these people that are dual citizens, you know. Of you know, when they get finished wrecking your freaking country, then they'll just run over to where they think it's so peaceful, you know, and that this is the way that they do it. So with a foreword, this guy goes and he says, let's see if I can get this lined up, you know. So the witchcraft that these people keep playing on us day after day after day. You have to know who these players are, okay? And I read out to you some of them that have the dual citizenship, okay? Hang tight. So this gentleman goes on to say, how's he say it? Excuse me. He says in his career as a professional intelligence officer, said he had many occasions to access highly classified documents. Whoa. Now, I don't know if it's going to give any names out. I don't know what's what, okay? I know for sure or certain that... It's a it's important to all of us to delve into this because, you know, what's occurring, and we can see it, all see it, that we're not getting the peace that we so rightfully deserve on this planet. And I'm telling y'all, this is getting very serious, okay? So with the real goings on and the real game that they play, we come to play even more real, okay? Because we're not going to just lay down, because that's not what we do here at Revolution Radio. We're going to die on our feet. This is the way it's going to happen. Whether these people want to keep freaking bringing on the goings on of what they're doing, not respecting the facts of respecting the callings of the American people and the people around this world, not having the respects of the world that we so rightfully deserve and want, that there, you see, this is why I was we were watching this morning. Okay, it's after 12 now. So yesterday morning, we was watching that. You know, that it was kind of like a little thing we were watching, and it talked about the scriptures a little bit, talking about pride is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many go therein after it. Now, it was talking about even that little video that our friend, good old Mechanic, shout out to Mechanic and Ronan over there, the big dog that's getting big now, you know, of this individual that he brought, that they're saying that they didn't have what they needed set in place, that many people, what's going to happen is when they go to implement, and just like I had heard years ago, okay, in my own reality, now this doesn't have anything to do with anyone else. It's just what I'm able to bring to you all, okay, in the reality of what I had heard years ago, okay? So what I had heard years ago, and what the scriptures also say, that they would give you a cause to have to take this thing that is coming, okay? And what they want to bring up on us, okay? Now, with that said, with in addition to Mechanic bringing that video last night, just like that individual brought it across, and I don't remember the gentleman's name, but it was an interview that a guy, I don't remember his name, Wise something or something to the effect, he was interviewing somebody, or it was the guy being interviewed, I don't remember. But anyway, he was saying that just like I had heard it many years ago, that it said that remember now, in the back of your mind, they will give you a cause, right? Okay, so just like this gentleman said the other night, Wednesday night, he had said that we all have a debit card, right? We all have credit cards, debit cards, right? Just like the gentleman said, perfectly said, just like I had heard it said years ago, that we would lose our card, our cards would get stolen. So they're going to need a way for you to take that little QR code, RFID, radio frequency identification, okay? Just like your good old barcode at this grocery store. And you see, let me share something else that just came to me just now. Oh, boy, y'all glad that y'all here with that damn two feathers, huh? Yeah. You see, that damn barcode that, you see, people are looking for this one to come. We all hear about this guy to come. The man of sin is what they call. A lot of people call him the Antichrist, okay? There's many anti-Christ, okay? Anti means against, okay? You remember that? We all know that anti means, if you were anti-two feathers, you'd be against me, right? Okay, so that as many anti-Christ, okay, against Christ himself, okay? But we're looking for the man of sin, which is called in the great scriptures, is called the beast. We're looking for a beast to come, okay? He is called the beast, okay? Now, here it is. I'm telling y'all, y'all don't need all this information at once because it just blows your cranium cap off. You can't handle it. You see, that's why the Almighty didn't give you all this information at once, because you can't handle the truth. You see? But everybody's looking for the beast to come, the man of sin himself, but you're not even paying attention until you come to Revolution Radio and you come get this good information of what's real. Okay? Now, we're looking for this beast to come, and the beast that you're looking for is the beast system. Ah, what is that, two fellas? That's that barcode that you get on the bottom of your box of cereal, your box of rice. Yeah, they want that little barcode, that QR code. Oh, did I say QR code? Yes. It'll be put in your right hand or your forehead, just like that freaking barcode. That, remember what it says in the scripture? You won't even be able to buy or sell. Oh, two feathers, what did you just say? Oh, my goodness. You did. Let me make sure I'm still connected here, man. Y'all can't handle this stuff. Man, y'all can't even handle this. Let me make sure I'm still connected, man. Let me make sure I'm still connected. This information is so damn good. Oh, my goodness, man. Yes, the QR code. That QR code is that beast system. Remember what the scriptures say? You won't even be able to buy or sell. And it goes back to the right beginning of what I said, that they're gonna have to give you a cause, but you know, many will go therein after it. Yeah, many are gonna receive that QR code because they don't know what to do. You see, and what's gonna happen is what I have to give a shout out to Crip, Rick, and Jonathan to yesterday on the show. You know, they said people are going to gather around. Crip Rick said it himself. And shout out to Crip Rick. You know, he said that people are going to gather like in little tribes and stuff. And yes, that's exactly what's going to have to happen. And you know the little key to the fact? You're going to have to start planting crops and canning foods and all that good stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. People deserve that kind of life, and that's the kind of life we should be having. But no, just heard a while ago my good old co-worker tell me that Sean Payton went on to go to one of the football professional football teams. They're paying him, I forget, $50 million or something to sort for 5 years. Oh, man. They're $50 million or whatever it is. You see? I mean, money is so out of control now. It's just like, you see, if they would have paid the freaking workers and got these people that went in to started all these damn college football games and basketball and all this, if they would have went on and not had that crap, you know what? These people would be more serious about creating a better future for everyone to live on planet Earth. But nah, we got to go in the way of the way of the games, huh? The game, Babylon, there you go, confusion, and we're in evermore being witchcraft today, aren't we? Yes, we are, two feathers, yes, we are, and we're going in that way. Broad is the way, and yet people are going by the droves. And the drones and can't get enough. They can't get enough. So let's keep on going. So this joker says, in my career as a professional intelligence officer, I have many occasions to access highly classified documents. But during service as a political science officer in the field of Angola, right, West Africa, I had the opportunity to view a series of top secret classified documents. Ooh, which were unusually explicit. Okay? Which I saw filled me with anger and resentment and launched me on a course from which I have not deviated. So he hadn't even deviated from that cause. Boy, it sounds like old Revolution Radio, huh? Namely, to uncover what power it is that controls and manages the British and the United States governments. Boy, that stuff is getting good, ain't it? Damn, boy, you glad you had Revolution Radio, huh? Boy, that's some good stuff. But, you know, I don't want to sound too old. I got love for people. I got love for life. I can't help it, people. It says, I was thoroughly familiar with all of the well-known secret societies, such as the Royal Institute for International Affairs, or the RIIA, the Council on Foreign Relations. I got to make sure my thing is. The Council on Foreign Relations, or CFR. Y'all know that. Oh, the Bilderbergers. Hey, we know about the Bilderbergers, don't we? Trilaterals. Yeah, those two fellas just speaking about that the other night. The Zionists, Freemasonry, Bolshevism, Rosicrucianism, and all of the spinoffs of the secret societies. As an intelligence officer, and even before that, as a young student in the course of my studies at the British Museum in London, I had cut my eye teeth on all of them, and plus a good number of others with whom I managed Americans, I imagine Americans were familiar. But when I came to the United States in 1969, way back then, I found that names like the Order of St. John of Jerusalem, the Club of Rome, the German Marshall Fund, the Cine Foundation, the Round Table, the Fabianists, the Venetian Black Nobility, the Mont Pelerin Society, Hellfire Clubs, and many other were at best totally unknown here, or else their true functions were at best but poorly understood, if at all. So in 1969 through 1970, I set about remedying the situation in a series of monographs and cassette tapes. I remember them good old cassette tapes. And some of you older folks sure do. Much to my surprise, I soon found plenty of people willing to quote these names as if they had known of them all of their writing careers, but who were not in the least bit knowledgeable about the subjects, yet quite unwillingly to state the source of their lately acquired information. I consoled myself with the thought that imitation in a censorious form of flattery. I pursued investigations, pressing on in the face of severe risk, attacks on myself and my wife, financial losses, continual harassment, threats, and calumny. All part of a carefully crafted and orchestrated program to discredit me, run by government agents and informers, embedded in the so-called Christian right wing, the quote-unquote identity movement, and right-wing quote-unquote patriotic groups. These agents operated and still operate under cover of strong and fearless, outspoken opposition to Judaism, their main enemy, they would have us believe. These agent informers are led and controlled by a group of homosexuals who are well-liked and well-respected by political and religious conservatives all across the United States. Their program of calumny, lies and hatred, disinformation about my work, even lately attributed it to other writers, continues unabated, but it has not had the desired effect. I shall carry on with my task until I have finally ripped off the mask of the entire secret upper level parallel government that runs Britain and the United States. This book is a part of that ongoing effort. Dr. John Coleman, November 1991. Let me make sure I'm still connected here, so I ain't talking. Okay. Now, we have an overview and some case histories. Certainly, a fair number of us are aware that people running our government are not the people who are really in control of political and economic matters. You see how it's presenting this stuff of we're ripping off the Band-Aid, you know? We're ripping off the mask, trying to keep us all under the mask, huh? Of witchery, witchcraft, see? And predictive programming, yeah. See, everything is fine. Nothing to see here. They show us something to see on Revolution Radio. certainly a fair number of us are aware that the people running our government are not the people who are really in control of political and economic matters, domestic and foreign. Domestic and foreign. This has led many to seek the truth in the alternative press. Those newsletters, let me see what it says right here. Hold on a second. It says, hang on one second. So those, hang with me. Okay. Those newsletters, writers who, like me, okay, like me, have sought but not always found what it is that is making the United States terminally ill. Do we feel like we're terminally ill now? I think we're all being terminally ill now. I mean, we could see, just like last show was saying that he didn't ask for tax dollars to go into war. I think that's all of us. And you know what? Our people are running to those stadiums. They don't realize that their tax dollars are going out the back door. You know, and we're. It's only until we awaken ourselves, like stations like Revolution Radio, that we come to find out that what the real goings on is. You know, that our tax dollars and our money is being spent where we didn't even ask for it to be spent. And they trying to think that we are supposed to be caught up in their witchcraft and the witchery that they're trying to push on us, the predictive programming that they continue to do on us day after day. But they said if you keep telling people a lie long enough, they'll believe the lie. You know? And how long? But you can't get people in D.C. to wake the hell up and tell these people enough. Enough with the war. Get those ships and all them. We got to continue on, people. That's why, you know what? People at Revolution Radio got to continue, baby. We're going to stand in the wake of what these idiots are freaking doing. Straight up. Let them keep doing what they're doing. And we're going to keep bringing it good, because this is the way we do it. So, they're making the United States terminally ill. That's what they're doing. So seek and ye shall find, quote unquote. Or does that quote sound familiar, huh? Seek and ye shall find. Hold on 1 second. I got a battle section right here. Tell you, they ever get to this damn place, man. Goodness gracious. It feels like a damn third world country around here. I ain't gonna lie. Hang on 1 second. Seek and ye shall find. Has not always been the case with this group. Okay? What we did find was the people walk in great darkness. And we go back to the scriptures one more. It said, once more, they remember the scripture said that they'll believe darkness before they'll believe light? That's where we're at, people. You see? That's what people, more, it don't matter that you believe two feathers or not, you want to walk with two feathers or not. It doesn't really matter. But you know what? You're going to keep finding out that week after week after week after week that you want to come this way because, you know, it's the information of the source of information that needs to be brought across in the realization of our timelines that we get to this better place. And you know what? These people, I'm telling y'all folks right here, right now, these people are playing for real. And they are people dying because of what they're doing. And they want, you know, I've heard it said right here on Revolution Red, they want us all dead. You know, it's sad. It's sad to say it like that. It's sad to have to say something like that. You know, and for these idiots in D.C. not to even hear the voice of the American people is just beyond me. So he said these people walk in great darkness, and yes, they do. Mostly not caring or bothering to find out where their country is headed. Yeah, because they probably don't even know themselves. Firm in the belief that it will always be there for them. Right? This is the way the largest population group has been manipulated, there you go, to react. And their attitude plays right into the hands of the secret government. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We frequently hear about, quote unquote, they doing this, that, or the other. Okay? They doing this, that or the other, quote unquote, they seem literally to be able to get away with murder. And that ain't two feathers saying that. That's being written. It already was wrote. So I'm about to pass up that wood, y'all. Y'all always hear me talk about it. I hope I hear something that if it gets disrupted, that, you know, that I'll hear something, and maybe not, but I'll just, I don't want y'all to miss this information, man. It needs to be said. Let me go over here for a second to make sure I hang on to the station, because I always get a weak signal right in this little area. But let me just hang tight because I don't want y'all to miss. I don't want y'all to miss this information, man. Because, you know what, the realization that I was speaking about earlier, that these people, they're playing for real, you see? And what we're seeing, that they're lining up their real war machine. Think about all those billions. And shout out to my uncle. I got to say that he speaks about that. Even if we think about everyone in America that makes under 100 grand a year, if they was to give us all $1 million, we still would only be like a billion point something dollars. And think about now they signing in $100 billion package, aid package to over there on the Gaza Strip in Ukraine. Think about all that money. all that money that could be spent into our, and then think about this. How much of that money were they not spending in our country? Right here in the good old U.S. of A. That they wasn't even spending that money right here in our own country. You know, they constantly sending money elsewhere, doing this, doing that, getting us caught up in conflict after conflict. And yet our roads and bridges and schools, they could be building better schools. And they built a school right in my own neighborhood. Now, the school was already there. But I saw when they were building the roof on this thing, they made it like a police type of entry level. Like when you go into the school, they put up a steel freaking double door. Now you can't just walk into the hall of the school anymore. And because of all this, you know, this junk that was going on with these different schools, they're saying that, you know, we're having these people coming in and shooting up these schools and all this stuff. So you had to go through this, you know, this detection. First you had to go through this little room, and then you would go by this window. But the little building that they made for when you entered into the room, it was only made with a 2x4 freaking rafters. You know, they didn't go 2x6, 2x8, which they should, you know, and any kind of slight little storm come through, it'd probably blow it over. So it looks like that I bypassed that little section there. I might be able to hang on to it. So going back to this thing, okay, so was talking about they, okay, doing this or that, right? And the quote unquote they seem literally to be able to get away with murder, which we're seeing right now. So the quote unquote they increase taxes, send our sons and daughters to die in wars that they put them in the meat grinder, as we heard, okay, in wars that they do not benefit, that does not benefit our country. So the quote unquote they seem above our reach, huh? Don't it though? Don't it seem like they quote unquote they are above our reach, because we don't even get to say what is occurring in our own damn government. It's like, go back to George Carlin. And that's, you know, just not even like an understatement of George, of what he said, you know, one big effing party and we're not in it, you know, and that's what it is. It's like they're out of touch. They're out of reach. You know, who's going to stop these people? Guess what? They have a cold, hard awakening coming. They have a cold, hard awakening coming. And you know what? Broad is the way, baby. And you know what? Let them go therein, because their time is coming. Just like old Maximus says, the time for honoring yourself will soon be added in, Highness. You know? And it will. May not be today. It may not be tomorrow or next month. But it's coming a time. There is a time coming. And it is not going to be pretty. So guess what, Mr. Affluent, up at the top, DC head? It's coming a time, my friends. There is a time known unto man. And it is coming your time. And I tell you what, the time to be shaken is now. And it's in love. You just note that your time is coming. They seem to be above our reach, out of sight. Frustratingly nubious when it comes to taking action against, quote unquote, them. No one seems able to clearly identify who, quote unquote, they are. It is a situation that has pertained for decades. During the course of this book, we shall identify the mysterious, quote unquote, they. And then after that, it is up to people to remedy their situation. So on 30th April, 1981, God said, I wrote a monograph disclosing the existence of the Club of Rome, identifying it as a committee of 300 subversive body. okay, as a hint. This was the first mention of both of these organizations in the United States. I warn readers not to be fooled by the feeling that the article was far-fetched, and I drew a parallel between my article and the warning issued by the Bavarian government when the secret plans of the Illuminati fell into its hands. We shall return to the Club of Rome and the role of the Committee of 300 in the U.S. affairs later herein. So many of the predictions made in that 1981 article have since come to pass, such as unknown Felipe González becoming Prime Minister of Spain, and Mitterrand being returned to power in France. And Helmut Schmidt, the return to power of Swedish noblemen and Committee of 300 member Olof Palme, or Palme, the mollifying of Reagan's presidency and the destruction of our steel, auto, and housing industries in terms of the post Committee of 300. So the importance of Palme lies in the use made of him by the Club of Rome to deliver technology, and I only got a minute left until the break, technology to the Soviet Union, the Club of Rome to deliver technology to the Soviet Union on a forbidden list of the U.S. Customs, and the Palme's worldwide communications network employed to train the spotlight on the phony Iran hostage crisis, while he shuttled back and forth between Washington and Tehran in an effort to undermine the sovereign integrity of the U.S. and place the phony crisis in the realm of a Committee of 300 institution, viz. The World Court at The Hague, Holland, in what is in fact an open conspiracy against God and man, which includes enslaving the majority of humans left on the earth after wars, plagues, and mass murder have done them is not well hidden. In the intelligence community, it is taught that the best way to hide something is to place it in open view. Not here. Right? So, as an example of the foregone, when Germany wanted to hide its prized new Messerschmitt fighter plane in 1938, the aircraft was put on display at the Paris Air Show. While secret agents and spies were collecting information from hollow tree trunks and from behind loose bricks in a wall, the information they sought was staring them right in the face. The upper-level parallel secret government does not operate from dank basements and secret underground chambers. It places itself in full view in the White House, Congress, and in number 10 Downing Street in the House of Parliament. Yeah, there you go. It is akin to those weird and supposedly terrifying, quote-unquote, monster films, where the monster appears with distorted, with what? With distorted features, long hair, and even longer teeth, growling and slavering. Action. The hell? Wait, hold on. I know I had a signal. I don't know if it just like dropped for a second, but I know I had a signal, so because I looked to make sure. I didn't have an interlude and break, so. Oh, Okay, I don't have a break. It's just not time for it. I was reading that wrong. I'm sorry about that, y'all. So, let's see. Hold on a second. I lost my place here for a second. Hold on a second. It was weird and supposedly terrifying monster films while the monster appears with distorted features, long hair, and even longer teeth, growling and slavering all over the place, right? This is distracting. Business suits and drive to work on Capitol Hill in limousines. You see? And they said that they would come in sheep's clothing, as the scripture says. But look what this says, you know? Real monsters wear business suits and drive to work on Capitol Hill in limousines. Did y'all get that? Yeah, you got it. You were listening to Revolution Radio. These men are in open view. These men are the servants of the one world government, New World Order. Yeah, like good old Uncle Klaus. Yeah. Like the rapist who stopped to offer his victim a friendly ride. Yeah. And boy, I tell you, that's a damn shame, ain't it? He does not look like the monster he is. If he did, and that's not excluding the ladies of Malta, okay? If he did, his intended victim would run off screaming in fright, right? The same applies to government at all levels. So President Bush does not look like a dutiful servant of the upper level parallel governments, but make no mistake about it. He is much of a monster as those horrors found in horror movies. Damn. When old Bush was in office, huh? Stop for a moment, and hell, we could just go and say what's occurring in our own, what's occurring right now. I mean, we could say that there's monsters there now. You know? I mean, look at what they're doing to us all. I mean, damn, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that. You know? Because if it did, they'd be giving us freaking flying cars right now and saying enough is enough. Nah, not when you're on the side of the monsters, huh? Many will go therein after, huh? Yeah, boy, we getting it good every day into our reality. It's getting better and better. This game is getting very interesting. And you know, we just going further and further down that damn hole. Alice in Wonderland wormhole, huh? Stop for a moment and consider, Biden. Ordering the brutal slaying of 150,000 Iraq troops in a convoy, and they had President Bush in this. The vehicles carrying white flags on their way back to the Iraq under Geneva Convention rules of disagreement and withdrawal. Imagine the horror of Iraq troops when, in spite of wavering their white flags, they were mowed down by the American aircraft. Now, if you think about hell, we go back to Obama. When Obama was, we all were watching on TV that helicopter that they had of those reporters that were down on the ground, and one of the reporters had their little boy and the little girl in that van. And they didn't even know. They called back to, you know, to headquarters. Do we have the clearance to go ahead and fire? Clearance acknowledged, you know. Well, you know, they get on the ground thinking it was a bunch of terrorists and it was nothing but a bunch of reporters. How do I know? They had cameras wrapped around their neck. They were reporters. They found out that they were Iraq reporters. Oh, and guess what? Did I mention I forgot the little boy and girl? No. The little boy was already passed away. The little girl, she was hanging on to dear life. And once the lieutenant or whatever got to the ground, he's like, bring this little girl to my you know, my doctor or whatever, to try to save a poor little life. But a little brother or the daddy was bent over, you know, covering his little girl or whatever, and she still got hit. You see what occurs in freaking war? It's like we don't even want to give two whelms about it. Everybody wants to run toward war. You know, just like Gerald Celente said, nobody's speaking peace. Seemed like but him and Two Feathers and us here on Rev Radio. You see? We're the ones trying to bring the peace upon the earth. You know, but boy, we like that little bitty light of hope in the wake of all this darkness that's occurring. And Biden says, but we're the United States of America, brainwashing the hell out of people. Yeah, we the good old U.S. of A. Let's hype everybody up with this witchcraft, witchery, that we're wanting to say that we need to stand in the way of this war, you know, of what's occurring, you know? But let's don't talk any peace. No, no, sir. Let's don't talk any peace. Let's don't. Now I'm hearing yesterday that the great mighty warrior king of Mother Russia, Vladimir Putin, is having demands. Before he was wanting to have like like talks and all, you know, like some kind of negotiations. Now he's got demands that needs to be met, you know, like we can't even get the negotiations on the table. It's just like we're just going to play that freaking elephant in the room, which we call the good old U.S. of A. and all of its allies that go along with us. Huh? Yeah, boy, isn't that beautiful? That's so beautiful. And, you know, people need to, if they would stand against what is occurring and say enough is enough, we would have people stand down and America wouldn't have any other way to do but to change. You know, because we need a change. And it's not the change that they're giving us, because we're not going to get this peace that we all seek, you know. It's not going to happen. You don't get peace out of war. Get peace out of sitting down and having agreements where you know, you think about this. Whenever you have a chessboard, okay? Oh, there's the music. I'm going to have to come back with that. You listen to Revolution Radio, the Two Feathers show, right here with me, Two Feathers. Y'all come on back. Stay tuned.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Two Feathers Show right here on the number one listener supported station in the land, on the planet, Revolution Radio. And this is the Two Feathers Show. We are 12 years going on 13, all because of listeners are able to make their way on over to our website, www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. And you know what? And coming to help out the station, you know, because it's where you're gonna receive some good information, you know. And it's just like because a lot of people, you know, they numb themselves, if I had to say it like that, you know, because reality of what we're going through in this life right now as we speak, it's painful. It's painful to see all of the occurrences that is happening in our reality. But one thing's for certain and for sure, that if you think about your little one growing up, imagine if they were growing up right now and they wanted to bring your little one into the into the meat grinder, we call it. How do you feel now when you think about that for 1.01 second? It doesn't seem so pleasurable, does it? Well, you see, that's what we do. That's what we do. We trying to not have that happen. Well, they don't care, we do care. So when you find yourself on our website, you can go listen for the archives, and they'll let you know you're free, you know? And you also could give a donation that would actually have you, if you're a business owner, you know what? Proceeds that you would give, it would find yourself $25 a month. You could, and being a business owner, you're making whatever X amount per year, You know, a little $25 a month, you can find yourself on our website here at Revolution Radio. You could get signed up for the Matrix. You know, there's people in there that are hosts. They would love to have you in there speaking about things that you don't even have to come to the show and present yourself on the show on any of these round tables or whatever. You could go in there and just put your comments and be a part of our Matrix chat. And so, you know, when you hear your family, and we welcome everybody, and we say bring the friends along, other family members, and come on in and have a stay. You know, pop some popcorn and sit around and listen to old Two Feathers of there's a fallen star. Dang. Ooh, boy, that's beautiful. And you don't see those often. That's so beautiful. You could sit around and say that Two Feathers is not far from the realization, and y'all know what I'm saying is true, you know? So just head on over to our website, www.revolution.radiofreedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. You know, get on the Patreon and donate every month if you want, one-time donation, whatever you like. Give through snail mail to Miss Terry Ackerman. You want to give that way, it's all good. So we just talking about these individuals that are showing that there are ones that are running our country, and we're getting to sharing this information. And what I'm doing is I'm trying. Oh, before the break, I wanted to say that if we had to in this fair game chess play that we all would want to see our country do, the United States, which they're not doing. Okay. And what I was saying before the break is, imagine if you're sitting, and I don't want to say this in an ugly way. I'm just trying to present it in a good way, but a knowledgeable way to where you can comprehend it. Okay. And this is not graphical, and I'm not going to get into guts and gore and all that. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, on a fair game chess play that the United States should be doing any damn way, now, from what I hear, no one's going to trust. There's not anyone going to trust the United States because of our occurrences. And now they have history of us. And I'm not saying it's only us, but I'm saying the United States is always... I don't have to say no more than we're in war right now. Look at where we're at right now. So my point being, of what I was just about to say, you got me and you, you and I sitting down at a chessboard play, right? And let me tell you how unfair that it seems like that the United States is playing, and all of its allies that's playing into the same side as the U.S., okay? It's like we're sitting down at a game board of chess, okay? And we're sitting down and playing, and I get up because I'm winning, okay? I'm not getting up yet. I'm winning, but you get up, pull out a... Does that seem like a fair gameplay? No. You know what happens? You sit down as two human beings of the fair game chess play that I'm talking about. Is you sit down and you reset up your men and you play again. Hello. Boy, I just made some sense right there, didn't I? Oh, my goodness. And you know what? This is the way our world should be playing. But you know what? People have to keep playing as the elephant in the room. And they want to be the bigger freaking animal in the room. And U.S. is not, can't be excluded from it. And y'all know I'm right. You know I'm right. And this is what's occurring in our timeline right now as we speak. And this ain't nothing to hate on the United States. It's just that we standing on this station, stands on the right side of history. And because we can't stop warring. We keep wanting to go to freaking war. Why we're not bringing that money back home and like Trump was saying, manufacturing whatever the hell? We're not even doing scientific study on how to do clean manufacturing. You know, they talk about clean, green, and all this stuff, right? But, you know, they're not even figuring out that people are assets instead of, liabilities. That's what's the problem in these companies / corporations. If they would look at people and say, if you come up with a better idea of a better world that we all can find ourselves going into, then you would be set for life. You know, why aren't they doing this type of operation that we can't find ourselves in the EV vehicle situation? We find ourselves that the batteries are blowing up and all kind of other freaking things. You know, that there's just not these occurrences, and we got to go to war because of their funneling money in the FTXs and, all of this bio labs in Ukraine. And all. You see what I'm saying right there? Do you get what I'm saying? So it goes back to what I was. So as us who want to sit down at the chess game and we want to find out what the goings on of these evildoers, of the people that are running our governments, of what they're doing, and they have, they seem to be out of touch, out of reach. Us bottom feeders, useless eaters, can't even make a freaking whelm of the way our government is ran. But we'll go on and we'll discover who these individuals are. And as long as you listen to this damn station, you'll figure out who these people are. You know? But people want to go into the wormhole of these other damn stations that's on the nighttime talk shows, the TV stations, and they'd rather go sit in front of that and pop their freaking prescriptions and find out that all of that junk is not filling you. You're not getting what you're looking for. So that's why you need to keep coming back here week after week to get fulfilled. And we together, we can put a stop to this bull crap and say that we are somebody. We are individuals that have a mind that the Creator has given us. And that we just solely don't stand for this bull crap that they're giving us. You know? So what I'm doing is I'm presenting this information as when President Bush was in there. I'm trying to take his name out, and I'll put a good old Biden in there. You know? Yeah, because Biden, he's the one in there right now, ain't he? And we don't know if he's real or Memorex. We don't know. But we'll just say Biden for now, okay? How does that play into your perception of reality? So stop for a moment and consider how old Biden ordered a brutal slaying of 150,000 Iraq troops. All right, now remember now, we're playing on the chessboard that where we're going to, if you know, one of us are losing, we just reset up the board. But they the ones who want to stand up with the magazines and take us out. Okay, so we finding out who these individuals are with the magazines, okay? Remember, we're standing, if you're listening, find yourself listening to this station, you're on the right side of history, see? As we say here at Revolution Radio, we're making history. So imagine that O'Biden ordered the brutal slaying of 150,000 Iraqi troops in a convoy of military vehicles carrying white flags on their way back to Iraq under Geneva Convention rules of agreed disagreement and withdrawal. Imagine the horror of the Iraq troops when, in spite of waving their white flag, they were mowed down by American aircraft, like I was saying about those reporters earlier. In other part of the front, 12,000 Iraq soldiers were buried alive in trenches they occupied. Is that not monstrous in the true sense of the word? From where did Biden get the orders to act in his monstrous fashion? He got them from the Royal Institute for International Affairs, who received its mandate. Now, let me say this right here. Okay, y'all know because I said Bush, right? So you keep thinking Bush. But think about this. Think about Biden. We all heard it here said just the other night that Biden doesn't run the government and all of that, right? Y'all hear it say it? said right here on Revolution Radio that Biden. So guess what? We can say that Biden. We can put Biden in the way of Bush, because you know what? He's receiving his orders, isn't he? And he's carrying it out. And we can say, we go on to see that these individuals of the Royal, who is it? The Royal Institute for International Affairs. Huh? We could say that this mother freak is receiving these orders from them too. What makes you think that they stopped giving orders? Huh? Oh, yeah. Who received his mandate from the Committee of 300. Yeah, there you go. See, I'll keep giving you these hints. Also known as the Olympians, quote unquote. Oh, the Olympians. I've never heard of that said. Let me make sure I'm still connected here. I ain't talking to my damn self. As known as the Olympians. I've never heard of that. Maybe y'all have. I haven't. As we shall see, even the quote unquote Olympians do not hide their faces. So y'all know now it's called, some of them are called Olympians. So oftentimes they put on a show which could be likened to the Paris Air Show. Y'all familiar with that? I think I might have saw that. I'm not sure. I know that they hold the Blue Wing Angels here in our area. But the Paris Air Show? Maybe y'all heard of it. I mean, I'm not too familiar with it, but it just sounds vaguely familiar. So they put on the Paris Air Show. Even as conspiracy buffs spend their time in fruitless searching in the wrong places and in the wrong direction. Note how the Queen Elizabeth II performs the ceremonial opening of the British Parliament. Hey, y'all remember that? There in full view is the head of the Committee of 300. Have you ever witnessed the swearing-in ceremony of a United States president? There in full view is another member of the Committee of 300. The problem is only one of perception. Who are the conspirators who serve the mighty, all-powerful Committee of 300? The better informed of our citizens are aware that there is a conspiracy and that the conspiracy goes under various names such as the Illuminati, Freemasonry, the Round Table, the Milner Group, or the Milner Group. To them, the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, huh? And the trilaterals represent most of what they do not like in regard to domestic and foreign policy. Some even know that the round table has a big input into the United States affairs through the British ambassador in Washington. The problem is that real hard information on the treasonous activities of members of the invisible government is very hard to come by. I quote the profound statement made by the prophet Hosea, which is found in the Christian Bible. And I quote, "My people perish for the lack of knowledge," unquote. And I just heard that yesterday morning. And that's true. I mean, it's very true. Some may already have heard my expose of the foreign aid scandal, in which work I named several conspiratorial organizations whose number is legion. Their final objective was the overthrow of the United States Constitution and the merging of this country. Overthrow of the U.S. Constitution and the merging of this country, chosen by God as his country, with a godless one world, new world order government, which will return the world to the conditions far worse than they existed in the dark ages. And I heard it said best Not long ago, they're going to knock us back to the Dark Ages, huh? Stone Age, whatever. Let us talk about actual case histories that attempted to communize and deindustrialize Italy. The Committee of 300 long ago decreed that there shall be a smaller, much smaller, and better world. That is their idea what constitutes a better world, right? The myriads, I know you say it differently. Myriads of useless eaters consuming scarce natural resources were to be called. You know, heard in the call. Industrial progress supports population growth. Population. How you like that? Population growth. Therefore, the command to multiply and subdue the earth found in Genesis had to be subverted. This called for an attack upon. Hold on. This called for an attack upon Christianity, which they're doing today, right? Yeah, they want to attack that Christianity, boy, more than ever. Trying to get people away from it. They don't want you to be part of it. This called for an attack upon Christianity. The slow but sure disintegration of industrial nation states. Hold on a second. Give me one second here. I gotta send my coworker here. Let's see. Let's see. Hold on. I forget what I hear. 50 seconds or something. So I had to send my coworker. Like when I'm out so far away, I don't know what I just said. He likes for me to give him a heads up. all right. So this call for an attack upon Christianity is slow but pure disintegration of industrial nation states, right? So the destruction of hundreds of millions of people referred to by the Committee of 300 as quote-unquote surplus population and the removal of any leader who dared to stand in the way of the committee's global planning to reach the foregoing objectives. Two of the committee's earliest targets were Italy and Pakistan. And the late Aldo Moro, Prime Minister of Italy, was one leader who opposed quote-unquote zero growth and population reductions planned for his country, thereby incurring the wrath of the Club of Rome commissioned by quote-unquote the Olympians to carry out its policies in this regard. In a Rome courtroom, on November the 10th, 1982, a close friend of Moro's testified that the former prime minister was threatened by an agent of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, or the RIIA, who is also a Committee of 300 member, while he was still in the U.S. Secretary of State. Wow. You like that? He was threatened by these people. The meteoric rise of the man and the witness name as Kissinger, as good old Kissinger, will be dealt with later. it will be recalled that Prime Minister Monroe was kidnapped by the Red Brigades in 1978 and subsequently brutally shot to death. It was at the trial of members of the Red Brigades that several of them testified to the fact that they knew of high-level U.S. involvement in the plot to kill Monroe. When threatening Monroe, Kissinger was obviously... Uh-oh, hold on a second. But when threatening Monroe, Kissinger was obviously not carrying out U.S. foreign policy, but rather acting according to instructions received from the Club of Rome, the foreign policy arm of the Committee of 300. The foreign policy arm of the Committee of 300. And there old Kissinger was in there, huh? Rather acting according to instructions received from the Club of Rome, the foreign policy arm of the Committee of 300. So the witness who delivered the bombshell in open court was a close associate of Monroe's, Gerardo Garzoni. His explosive testimony was broadcast over Italian television and radio on November the 10th, 1982, and printed in several Italian newspapers, yet this vital information was suppressed in the U.S. Information was suppressed in the U.S. Those famous bastions of freedom with a compelling right to know, the Washington Post and the New York Times did not think it important to even print a single line of Garzoni's testimony, nor was the news carried by any of the wire services or television stations. The fact that Italy's Aldo Moro had been a leading politician for decades and who was kidnapped in broad daylight in the spring of 1978, all of his bodyguards butchered in cold blood, was not deemed newsworthy, didn't even put it on the news. Even though Kissinger was stood accused as an accomplice to these crimes, or was the silence because of Kissinger's involvement? So in my 1982 exposed of the heinous crime, I demonstrated the Aldo Moro, a law member of the Christian Democrat Party, was murdered by assassins controlled by P2 Masonry with the object of bringing Italy into line with the Club of Rome orders to deindustrialize the country and considerably reduce its population. Moro's plans to stabilize Italy through full employment and industrial and political peace would have strengthened Catholic opposition to communism and made the destabilization of the Middle East a primal goal that much harder. Hang tight. Hang tough. So from the foregoing, it becomes clear just how far ahead the conspirators plan. They do not think in terms of a 5-year plan. One needs to go back to Weishaupt's statement about, remember Weishaupt? Yeah, we all remember him, right? Think it was the Freemason brother. Weishaupt's statement about the early Catholic Church to understand what was involved in the murder of Aldo Moro. Morrow's death removed the roadblocks to the plans to destabilize Italy. And as we now know, enabled conspiracy plans for the Middle East to be carried out in the Gulf War 14 years later. Italy was chosen as a test target by the Committee of 300. Italy is important to the conspirators' plans because it is the closest European country to the Middle East, linked to Middle East economics and politics. It is also the home of the Catholic Church, which Weishaupt ordered destroyed, and home for some of Europe's most powerful top oligarchical families in the ancient black nobility. Should Italy been weakened by Morrow's death, it would have had repercussions in the Middle East, which would have weakened U.S. influence in the region. Italy is important for another reason. It is a gateway for drugs entering Europe from Iran and Lebanon, and we shall return to that subject in due course. Various groups have combined under the name of socialism to bring about the downfall of several Italian governments since the Club of Rome was established in 1968. Among these are the black nobility of Venice and Genoa. Yeah, Harry, I'll get with you on a little bit, my friend, about but this that can't be incorporated into what I'm reading right now. So hopefully you're listening in. I hope. So various groups that combined under the name of socialism to bring about the downfall of several Italian groups since the Club of Rome was established in 1968. Among those are the black nobility of Venice and Genoa, P2 Masonry, and the Red Brigade, all working for the same goal. Police investigators in Rome working on the Red Brigade's Aldo Moro case came across the names of several very prominent Italian families working closely with the terrorist group. Oh, yeah? The police also discovered evidence that in at least a dozen cases, these powerful and prominent families had allowed their homes and or property to be used as safe houses for Red Brigade cells. How you like that? America's quote-unquote nobility, is that the black nobility or what they were saying they called them? America's quote-unquote nobility were doing their... A notable contribution having come from Richard Gardner, even while in his official capacity as President Carter's ambassador to Rome. At that time, Gardner was operating under the direct control of Bettino Craxi, an important member of the Club of Rome, a key man in NATO. Craxi was leading edge of the conspirators' attempts to destroy the Italian Republic. Boy, isn't that something? As we shall see, Craxi was almost successful in ruining Italy, right? And as the conspirators' hierarchy's leading player, was able to get divorce and abortion pushed through the Italian Parliament, resulting in the most far-reaching and destructive religious and social changes ever to strike at the Catholic Church, and consequently the morals of the Italian nation. After President Ronald Reagan, was elected as an important meeting was held in Washington, D.C. in 1980 under the auspices of the Club of Rome and the Socialist International. Both these organizations are directly responsible to the committee of 300, right? The main agenda was to formulate ways to and means, the ways and means of how to neutralize the Reagan presidency. Oh, they wanted to neutralize it, huh? A group plan was adopted, and as we look back, it is perfectly clear that the plan the conspirators agreed to follow has been very successful. Now, we take President Ronald Reagan, if y'all remember, years ago when he was president and Bush Sr. was his vice president, they tried to take out President Reagan. Y'all remember he got shot. Remember the little joke on the curb right there when he's going to get in the limo? Y'all remember that? Yeah. They shot old President, and President Bush Sr. was saying, talking about years later, right? We're going to have a new world order, and we will. And boy, look at us today, huh? Shiny diamond, shine bright like a diamond. Boy, we shining bright, ain't we? Yeah, shiny on the hill, baby. And boy, I tell you what, when this information comes real like this, it don't seem like it's too pretty, even though we're shining bright like a diamond, huh? I'm telling you, if these soldiers knew what the hell was going on here, and they were being so mind raped by not standing up for America and what is occurring, they would throw their guns down. And all they would have to do is go listen to that Michael Jackson song, Heal the World. They'd throw them damn guns down and say, we had enough. No, we're going to continue forward. On, but you know what? We as Christians say, on with Christian soldiers, marching as to war. That's what we're going to do. And here we go. So in order to get an idea of how vast and how persuasive in this conspiracy, it would be appropriate at this point in time, or at this point, to name the goals set by the committee of 300. Okay, so hang tight 1 second. At this point, to name the goals by the committee of the 300 for the pending conquest and the control of the world. So at this point, to name the goals set by the committee of 300 for the pending conquest and the control of the world. There are at least 40 known quote unquote branch offices. 40 branch offices of the committee of 300. And we shall be listing them all together with a description of their functions. Boy, is this getting good. This is getting really, really freaking good. And I'm so glad that I stumbled up on this information, because I'm sure that you all are getting a fulfillment here tonight. And guess what? There is a lot of it. And you know what? We deserve the right to know who these mother freaking players are and what they've done, because they have promised to bring us a peace. Does it seem like we're getting a peace in America and around this damn world? No, it doesn't. And y'all know that America's not bringing this damn peace, and we should be on the forefront of this peace leading. As Mel Gibson said in the Patriot, you know, no retreat, you know, and this ain't supposed to be about no war. But we got these these guys that were in the red suits, huh? Taking down is the committee of 300. All these damn evil players that's in this thing. Take down America, because that's what it seems like they're doing. Because the money has done got out of control. And now they're trying to give us a good old chip, because it is said that we would lose our debit cards and our credit cards and that good old book. That good old book says, oh, shoot, man, I didn't mean to do that. Y'all going to have to wait about these videos, Harry. And that good old book, you know, said that you would have to have a cause. And they want to come bring that good old chip, giving us a cause, right? Because we will lose our credit cards. And we're just going to have to give you that good old B system in that chip, the QR code, because you're going to lose your credit card. Like, you can't be a responsible individual. You know, you can't. Well, who's to say, why have they become our daddy? You know, who's to say that this Council of 300 or whatever has become our daddy all of a sudden? Y'all ever ask that question? You know, we don't need them to be our damn daddy and put a chip in our damn hand because we might lose our credit card. We've always been responsible. We don't need no damn chip. You know, they want to have the chip. Keep the chip in the damn debit card and we'll renew a new one if we lose ours and cancel the one that we had. You know, it's that damn easy. You ever heard of communication? Nah, we need war for that communication. I forgot, you fellas. Damn, I forgot about the communication part. Oh, that's why Nighthawk created this Revolution Radio. Yeah. There you go. That's a good old Revolution Radio where we're going to find ourselves coming to week after week after week because we can't get enough of that damn two feathers. Love that son of a gun, boy. Putting it down real. Yeah, I'm rolling out the red carpet, baby. You got your best attire on? Put that bow tie on. It looks good on you. Yeah. This is good stuff, man. And you can't deny it. So, on fire, boy, on fire. You know this is good. So, we shall be listing them all together with a description of their functions. Once this is studied, it becomes easy to understand how one central conspiratorial body is able to operate. There we go. It's getting good. Stick around, people, week after week, because you're going to get fulfilled. I'm telling you. So successfully, and why it is that no power on earth can withstand their own onslaught against the very foundations of a civilized, progressive world. See? They would not be able to withstand their own onslaught against the very foundations of a civilized, which we find ourselves in, to be civilized, progressive world, which we want to become part of. You see, we all want to have a civilized and progressive world, but they seem to be wanting to do a different take, huh? Yes, that's what they want to do. They want a different take of what they're trying to bring up on us. You see, it's only when you awaken your damn self based on the very foundation of a civilized progressive world based on freedom of the individual, especially as it is declared in the United States Constitution. Isn't that beautiful? That good old signed document, the United States of Constitution. Boy, that signed document. Already stated, we don't need it to be changed unless it's for the betterment of the whole. And they sure ain't giving us the betterment of the whole, are they, people? Are they? You know they not. They giving us war. Did we ask for it? Hell no, we didn't. We didn't ask for this crap that they're doing to us. And they not bringing the wealth back home. We should be getting wealthy and having the lives that we all want. But they can't give it to us because they want to keep us in freaking war. That's because the wrong people are ruling this damn country and this nation and around the world. And everybody that sides with them are freaking at fault. And they're freaking killing all our kids and our freaking family members, and they could care freaking less. Are you standing with me or what? What's happening? Thanks to the sworn testimony of Gazzoni, Italy, and Europe, but not the U.S. learned that Kissinger was behind the death of Aldo Moro. Oh, really? And yet he's having a great voice on stage today. See that? This tragic affair demonstrates the ability of the Committee of 300 to impose its will upon the government without exception. Imposing itself on any government without exception. So there you go. They go on any government. They don't give a damn. Redcoats. Remember them? Yeah. Battle of New Orleans. I live right across the street from where the battle was fought. You know, they hated the U.S. And yet them motherfuckers are still ruling in here today. Good old England. See what it says? So they imposing their will upon the governments in any government without exception. Oh, that's freaking sad, huh? Secure in its position as a member of the most powerful secret society in the world. And I am not talking about Freemasonry. Wow. Freemasonry is big. Kissinger not only terrified Moro, but carried through on his threats to quote unquote eliminate Moro if he did not give up his plan to bring economic and industrial progress to Italy. So in June, and you know what? Think about this for 0.01 second. That is where the Vatican is over that way, isn't it? Oh, it's awful funny that Kissinger wanted this individual. He wanted to eliminate him. And then he was eliminated, as we learned. Oh, Kissinger. And Kissinger having a grand voice on stage today, huh? Klaus Schwab, I think, went to the University of Kissinger. I'm telling you, man, it's amazing. So if he didn't carry progress to Italy, huh? So in June and July of 1982, the wife of Aldo Moro testified in open court that her husband's murder came about as a result of serious threats against his life, made by what she called, quote unquote, a high-ranking United States political figure. Mrs. Eleonora Moro repeated the precise phrase reportedly used by Kissinger in the sworn testimony of Gersony. Quote, either you stop your political line or you will pay dearly for it, unquote, recalled by the judge. Gersony was asked if he could identify the person Mrs. Moro was talking about. Gersony replied that it was indeed Henry Kissinger, as he had previously intimidated. How you like that? So Gersony went on to explain to court that Kissinger had made his threats in Moro's hotel room during the Italian leader's official visit to the U.S. Let me make sure I'm still on, y'all. Okay. So, intimate. Kissinger, he had previously intimated. Intimate. So So Grizzoni went on explaining the court that Kissinger had made his threats in Morrow's hotel room during the Italian leader's official visit to the U.S., right? So Morrow, then prime minister and foreign minister of Italy, NATO member country, was a man of high rank. But this guy must have had a good, and Kissinger probably was in good walking, you know, he could walk around good, because you know today he's mad sucking freaking super freaking old. So this guy Morrow, he was a man of high rank, one who should never had been subject to mafia like pressures and threats. Morrow was accompanied on his American visit by the president of Italy in his official capacity. Kissinger was then and still is an important agent in the service of Royal Institute for International Affairs, a member of the Club of Rome, and the Council on Foreign Relations. I love that. They still got like a lot of freaking titles, doesn't he? Oh, and we see that sucker from time to time in our timeline right now as we speak. Kissinger's role in destabilizing the United States. Oh, wants to destabilize the United States? Why is the man still here, folks? Why is the man present in our present today? Why is he still here? He wanted to destabilize the United States by means of three wars, the Middle East, Korea, and Vietnam. There you go. Is well known as is his role in the Gulf War, in which the United States Army acted as mercenaries for the Committee of 300 in bringing Kuwait back under its control, and at the same time making an example out of Iraq so that other small nations would not be tempted to work out their own destiny. Let's see what time I'm looking at. Oh, it looks like I'm about to have to bounce up out of here. Time has flown, boy. Oh, are y'all not getting? I'm telling you, there is much, much more to this. And boy, I tell you what, now y'all coming to see. Y'all coming to see who's the players. Yep, and this is going to get good week to week to week, and we're going to roll on. But I might read this last little bit right here, this last little paragraph, if I got time. So, wanted to destabilize the United States of the three wars, the Middle East, Korea, and Vietnam, huh? And his role in the Gulf War, in which the United States Army acted as mercenaries for the Committee of 300, bringing Kuwait back under its control, and at the same time making it an example, huh, out of Iraq, so the other small nations would not be tempted to destiny. Kissinger also threatened the late Ali Bhutto, 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 president of the sovereign nation of Pakistan. Bhutto's quote-unquote crime was that he favored nuclear weapons for his country. As a Muslim state, Pakistan felt threatened by continued Israeli aggression in the Middle East. Bhutto was judicially murdered in 1979 by the Council on Foreign Relations representative in the country, General Ziaul-Haq, H-A-Q. And I don't have time to read all this other stuff, but I know about where I'm at. I'm going to have to mark this down where I'm at. But I only got like 4 minutes left to the program. So, man, this stuff is getting good. This is getting real good. Y'all see what y'all getting a little takeaway from what I'm reading? Yeah, boy, I tell you what, this is getting really good, ain't it? You see, what it is we're coming to find out that who these true players are. And now what's happening is we're finding out not only who the true players are, You see, people want to run away from this type of information. You see? And they can't see that with the hand. You see, because how many people that are not even listening to the station that might be involved with, you know, what you running from? What you running from? Why you running? Because you know what? Sooner or later, you come to the right side of history and you say you had enough of what's occurring in our timeline, right? Because this thing is ugly. And I'm telling you, people are losing their damn lives about what's occurring here in our timeline. You know, this is very ugly of what they have brought forth unto us as a people, as a nation, as a world. You see what they've done to us. And we didn't ask for no damn war. We didn't ask for our money. We want our money spent at home. We don't want it caught up in no damn war. And I'm sure that all these other countries, you see, all these years past, think about all the peace that we've been having in our damn years past before we even heard anything about Ukraine. But isn't it funny how great it is that we come to realize that when we come to find out about Ukraine, that we find out this actor is in place, not only is an actor in place, we've come to find out that a lot of the funding that went over there was funneled back in the way of crypto back to the United States to fund the Democratic Party. Oh, who's governing our country right now? Oh, it's the Democratic Party. Yeah. Then we get some bio labs and, you know, we get some jabs. Or, you know what? And you see people don't even realize of what we're hearing right here on Revolution Radio. That thing that the jab that people so-called themselves, oh, we got to deal with these unvaxxers, right? But these jabberonis, these people that continue to want to take these boosters, we're hearing that it's 5 years before they come to realize what the real effects become into play of what's going to occur in within their own bodies. How would you like to know that? So it's only been since the couple of years that's been playing of them receiving that jab, you know, that what's going to come become is now we're going into the cold time of the season. Who's to say that how many may drop? What if that jump doesn't even work? It just wears off quickly. And you wind up falling out anyway, you know, because your system can't handle it. And they say, you see, is that not a form of genocide? You know, you don't know what. Oh, man. We don't know what these people are. Oh, shoot, man. And I know that, look, it's the end of the show. If you can help out, you know, help out where you can. Help out where you can. Help your neighbor, you know, because it's time. It's time for two feathers to bounce up out of here. I hate to do it to y'all, but it's time to go. Time for that damn two feathers to bounce up out of here. So, look, I love y'all. Come back some more and have some more of this information. Because you know what? It's only getting good now. Because we're going to wake up. One day we're going to wake up and have to realize that we all got to come back to this what our two feathers are speaking about. Because this is real deal right here. This is real stuff. So if y'all love what you're hearing, head on over to our website, www.revolution.com.